Hello everybody, welcome to Purity's podcast episode 47. My name is Purity and of course I'm not alone, I'm joined by my co-host. Hello co-host.
Hello everybody, my name is Ivan.
Yes everybody, I hope everybody out there is enjoying their summer.
I am. I just hope it never ends. I wish we had 12 months of summer.
Really?
You wouldn't like be... in Africa, 12, yeah.
You wouldn't be bored?
I would get bored after 3 months of summer.
Well, yes. So we're trying to enjoy as much as possible because you never know. The summer's going to be over before you know it.
Yeah, we're trying to start referendum to vote on prolonging summer. Mm-hmm. Like having summer for at least 3 months. Our politicians are working on that.
Mm-hmm. That would be great.
We are hoping to cancel winter if it's possible.
Yes, let's just skip to spring.
Yeah, you just that. Skip.
Yeah, just that skip, would be skip. Amazing. Okay, so guys, you know about Purity's podcast is all about fun stuff, right? So, are you ready? Let's get into it. So, in this first story, we're going to talk about a guy called Joey Chestnut, who eats 400 and...
First of all, that last name sounds fake. But he's
nuts.
Yeah, he's a real guy. I saw videos. He's a real and weird dude.
Weird dude. Get this. Joy Chestnut eats 413 chicken wings in a grueling gluten marathon.
It's a eating competition.
Well, yeah.
And he ate 413 chicken wings.
Who can do that?
No, the question is, why would you do
why
that?
Why would you do like, that?
Not who can do that.
What if he drops and die while he is eating? You get choked.
No, but why? Well, like, if you want to compete, find something that has sense. Like, you're competing in overeating and then, like,
yeah,
you go and vomit.
And before that, he ate hot dogs. He's a 12-time Nathan hot dog champ.
He won 12 times in hot dog eating competition. He ate, how many, 70? He ate, let's get with the story. We get to a hot dog, 74 hot dogs.
Yeah, 74
in like 50 minutes or something.
Yes.
50, yeah.
Okay, so let's
with buns, not just hot dogs.
He said,
competitive eater. That's like his title. Like he's, like someone is basketball player, someone is football player, he's competitive eater.
Yes, so competitive eater Joy Chestnut had a bone to pick with an eating challenge this week, lots and lots of bones. Chestnut, Major League Eating number one rated glutton, devoured 400.
Is that the name of the league? Major League Eating?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like that's Major League Soccer, this is Major League Eating League.
Mm-hmm. So he devoured 413 Hooters chicken wings in 12 hours at the Mall of Georgia. Oh, wow.
He's been eating for 12 hours.
Yes.
So the competition goes for 12 hours. You just sit and you...
He started at 11 a.m. Monday, and by 5 p.m. he had eaten 250 chicken wings. Wow. Then he continued for several more hours. Oh, my God. So, yeah, and it should come as no surprise to competitive eating fans. Chestnut, known as Joey Jaws, won his 12 Nathan hot dogs eating contest on July 4th. Okay, he consumed 74 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
In 10 minutes, 70 hot dogs with buns.
Well, no. This guy is a monster.
Even like finishing one hot dog in 10 minutes. Okay, but two, I cannot eat two in 10 minutes.
I cannot even eat four or five. Okay, four, I don't know. I am not trying this. Mm-mm. Do not try this at home, people.
So this guy... He practices for this?
Yes.
He practices.
He practices by performing jaw-dropping mouth exercise.
Which means includes... like he probably dislocates his jaw intentionally. You know, it dislocates it from his jaw joint. So like those snakes. Have you ever seen how snake can eat like a huge animal, like a bunny? Because snake can dislocate its jaw.
Yeah.
And then it can swallow some huge animal. So that's probably what this guy is doing. Like he
Well, yeah, that's all about this story.
Yeah, but like how like this is so crazy. Like there's some kids everywhere across the world in Africa. Like in Africa, there are so many kids that they're starving, and there's some weird people overeating for no reason whatsoever. Like,
well, yeah.
Could you just like.
Send the hot dogs or the chicken wings to Africa. People will really
What's
appreciate
the point
it.
Of this sport or whatever, like in your champion, like, and do you think like his grandchildren, they're gonna be so proud of him? Oh, my grandpa was eating
hot,
champion
on hot dogs and chicken wings. He had so many chicken wings.
Nice.
So that's all on this story. Let's continue, guys. So, another story. A gang leader attempts prison escape disguised as his daughter. A Brazilian drug trafficker, Clauvino da Silva, attempted to switch places with his 19-year-old by wearing a silicone mask and a wig, according to authorities. A Brazilian drug trafficker attempted to escape from prison on Saturday by disguising himself as his daughter. That tried to sneak out of the prison in Rio de Janeiro by wearing a silicone mask, a black bra, and a tight t-shirt. What do you think about this?
Well, yeah, there is really I saw the video.
Uh-huh.
Because when he was caught, they asked him
to take off his
and they were filming him during that. So yeah, it's really good mask. The guy puts the silicone
he
mask,
he really pulled it off.
And like glasses and a wig.
Put
a bra, and he really looked like
a woman,
like a girl.
Yeah.
And he's a 42 year old man. So.
Yeah, he's serving 73-year sentence for drug trafficking, and he planned to leave his daughter in prison to do the time. Why would he do that?
Now wait, this sounds like
if he had succeeded, he would have left his daughter to be in prison as his place.
How can she be in prison? This sounds insane.
Because he was gonna take her ID and leave, right?
And what? She serves his sentence.
Yes, so she cannot leave, because if he took the ID, what would she say? That because they will realize
that part of the story sounds.
Well, that's what this says. It says that he planned to leave his daughter in prison to do the time.
His plan was then really stupid.
So the plan didn't work. A prison guard saw through the disguise when Silva asked for his daughter's ID while attempting to leave.
Why didn't he take... Like, he thought of everything, but taking... he forgot to take ID from her.
Yeah. It says mask... He looked more like his daughter. But where did he get the mask? His daughter brought it for him. Probably.
Well, yeah, his daughter is one of people who are suspected. She's been arrested.
Yeah, she's been arrested for that.
Suspected for helping him.
He says 31. This guy Silva is one of the 31 prisoners who attempted to escape another prison via sewer system. His daughter was one of 8 people who was arrested on suspicion of helping him attempt the escape. He has been moved to another jail until and will face punishment for the attempt, according to Reuters. Before his arrest, Silva was one of the leaders of Red Command, a powerful Brazilian criminal group that controlled drug trafficking. But what is he expecting, that he can be a drug trafficker and not serve time and try to escape? Wow, this is weird. Well, if you do the crime, you have to do the time. So, next story. Man enraged by sounds of chewing hasn't spoken to family for 4 years. Misophonia is a rare mental disorder which causes specific noises to make sufferers panic or become very angry. A man who flies into a rage at a sound of chewing hasn't been able to speak to his family for 4 years due to his rare condition. What do you think about this? Oh, wait. Daryl Murphy, 41, suffers with misophonia, a mental disorder which causes certain noise-triggered heightened emotional response, including rage, panic, and the need to flee.
It's misophonia or something like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this guy, he cannot stand noises like loud chewing noises.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Panic and
What other noises like triggered this emotional response from him?
The graphic, let me continue reading because I don't know. The graphic design company production manager has lived with the condition known as selective sound sensitive syndrome for as long as he can remember.
And he thought he was crazy.
Yeah.
And he didn't even know what's the, that he has this misophonia or misophonia condition.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it says.
Yeah, it says, this disease, mm-hmm, misophonia, has left him
unable to see relatives.
Unable to see relatives due their throat clearing. You know, when someone is making this,
mm-hmm,
sound clearing throat, he yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. That's he, then
walked out on dates with noisy eaters and come close to attacking co-workers who clicked their pens.
Oh, so okay. Cleaning,
pen sounds. Clicking, I mean, any sound.
All those, well, not any sound. Like there are probably some, like type of like those sounds and something. Like not all the sounds. I mean, all.
Well, the, I mean, any little sound he hears, he goes crazy. That's what I was thinking. But no. Just a few. Throat and pants. Okay. Against all odds, he has managed to have a relationship with a co-worker, Kurt Vin, 41, for the last 2 years.
He's a guy.
Yeah, guy. He's gay. After warning him in advance about his extreme reactions to sounds. Well, that's true love right there, huh? It does. Okay. So, Daryl from San Diego said, I thought I was crazy for many years. Little noises will just make me fly into a rage. People don't understand it. I cannot explain it. It affected relationship. Especially people have been dating and family members, because you take it out on the people closest to you because you think they should understand. Well, yeah, they should. I'm not an aggressive person. Noises just anger me. Ah.
You're just a little bit cuckoo.
Cuckoos? No. How? He's not cuckoos. He has a condition. He cannot help it.
I have never heard of that condition. Like,
can it be treated? Pills or something?
No, well, I don't know.
I have walked out on dates. If they are chewing really loudly, my face gives away. I pull a look of disgust. I cannot hide it. Chewing is a big one, and specific voices. Uh-huh.
Well, I don't like chewing noises too.
As Kenyans, we like chewing.
Yeah, like, do you know, like, for if you want to, like, punish this guy, uh-huh, instead of sending him, like, to prison or I don't
send
know
him
what,
to Kenya.
You just send him to Kenya. He would go crazy in a week time.
He like, wouldn't reach like, the plane. He would just...
Yeah, on a plane, when they serve food, like, if you're flying with Kenya Airways, if you're flying with Kenyans, immediately when they serve food, you just hear, like, the whole plane
bad habit
making... Like noises. This noise, it's so loud.
Yeah, it's really
everybody
crazy.
In a plane, like, because in Kenya, making this eating sound, chewing eating sound,
uh-huh,
loud eating sound is not considered to be impolite, like, yes, like it is here in Europe.
Yeah, it's impolite here.
But in Kenya, that's completely normal to make that sound. So. Yeah, that's really hard. That's really a problem for someone who, like for me, I grew up like here in Europe. We are taught that it's rude to make that sound. So that, yes, sounds really annoys me. Like when, mm, if I eat with someone who makes those sounds, like we sit at the same table, it really annoys me. But I'm not like going crazy like that. But it really does.
Yes, it, so it does. I understand. You don't have to have the condition,
yeah,
to make you drive crazy. That some people just go crazy with that noise.
Yeah, but stop like, it. That's not the only thing that he has problem with. Like he's
so
obviously.
If we have some Kenyan listeners, please stop it. It's a bad habit. So.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's, mm-hmm, bad habit here, but yeah, like in Kenya, that's normal thing. So like.
No, I don't think. Some people, I think it also...
No, I think it's like if...
Some people are bothered, no one can tell, you know? In Kenyans, people always keep...
Who is bothered with that? Do you know anyone in Kenya who is bothered with that sound?
People tolerate. They're more to tolerate than being bothered, you know? That's what I think. they prefer to tolerate it than being bothered by it and say about it.
I'm asking you, how do you know that someone is bothered if no one have told you before that?
Yeah, people cannot read your mind, so you have to tell. Well, okay.
Because there are some, I'm talking about that because there are some cultures in the world where, for example, when you finish your meal, mm-hmm. if you want to compliment the cook, the chef, mm-hmm. you burp. Somewhere even to fart, I don't know, stuff like that. Well, yeah, in some cultures that's normal. That's why I think in Kenya it's normal to...
To chew. Loudly. Okay, so there is the rustling of plastic bags drives me absolutely crazy.
Oh, that's true. Like when you take plastic bag and you make that
haven't been to the movies for more than 10 years because people opening food bags is a very bad
really
thing.
Yes. Even that, all this guy is insane in a membrane.
It's definitely made dating interesting, and having been able to speak to relatives for years as a throat tearing would make situation in test. After being single for 2 years, after the condition caused the breakdown of his previous relationship, Dero began dating Kurt after meeting him at work.
But was he straight before?
No clue.
It's this condition of his that he make, like, because like women can make some annoying noises, sounds. So he was like, I cannot take this woman anymore. No, it's too annoying.
Maybe. Who knows? Maybe he said, let me try something new.
Yeah, because like my theory is women make different annoying. Type of sounds than guys. So he can tolerate guy sounds because he's guys. Because like, I cannot tolerate these women and their sounds.
But he had to warn him about his eating habits on their first date.
To warn him.
So now the couple have adopted a warning signal before Kurt makes a noise that will irritate Daryl to give him a chance to escape. Oh, really? You have to leave. I'm about to chew. Insane.
I'm about to...
Listen to this. When Kurt chews, his jaw clicks, and when we first started dating, he was eating with his mouth open on the first date.
Wait. So that's no. I don't understand. This other his boyfriend.
When he eats, his
jaw makes clicking sound.
When he was hitting with his mouth open on the first day.
So that was irritating him, right?
That one too. Yeah, it's irritating. I thought there was no way it was going to work, and had to tell him pretty quickly. Kurt will shout to cover my ears then, and I can embrace myself. Misophonia contributed to the breakdown of my relationship with my ex. So it's huge that Kurt is so understanding. But they don't say what it was the ex. Okay. Most people say that they understand, but he just has to look at my face to know when a noise is getting to me. Oh, wow. Dero finally put a name to his condition. When he was 30, after he was left feeling so frustrated, he Googled his symptoms and has since learned to deal with the rage caused by certain sounds by distracting himself with music or TV. Wow. Well, that's a good distraction.
It took him 30 years, like, to
Google it.
Yeah, just to like ask someone. He couldn't ask someone, Google it, like,
or find a doctor.
This is the biggest problem that you have in your life, and you couldn't just ask someone. Like, is this normal? What's the name of this?
Get this. He's forced to wear headphones for 3 hours a day to reduce his misophonia, and is now speaking out to raise awareness of the little known disorder. So earphones helps. Headphones help. I mean, headphones. He said, hopefully people will get a bigger understanding of it and realize that just because you can see it, it doesn't mean it isn't, you can't see it, it doesn't mean it isn't there. It actually real, and people need to be patient with people who have to deal with it. It's hard enough for us to figure out what's going on.
But who are the other people? Like, is he the only one in the world who has this?
No.
Weird.
I think there are some people also who have the condition. It's not only can be one person with one condition in the world. So he's speaking to other people to help them. Well, that's good. If you're going through something somewhere out there, write about it, speak about it, can help someone. Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, I wish him all the best. But...
Well, yeah, that's it on this story. That is it, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. And don't forget, enjoy your summer. And
it won't last forever.
Yes, sadly, it won't. So until next time, but do not
unless
forget.
If you're Kenyan.
Unless
African.
Unless you live in Kenya, then you can enjoy. You are not in a hurry. It's there. The sun is there.
Forever.
Always. Forever. So
until the end of the world.
Until the day you die. So so guys,
at this positive note, we finish.
On that positive note, we finish the podcast. So do not forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel. Just search for Purities Lavo. Subscribe and watch my videos and enjoy. And follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. My username is Purities Lavo. Listen to my podcast on anchor.fm/Purities Lavo. You have anything to add?
On Google Podcasts.
Yes.
On Apple Podcasts.
I am everywhere.
TuneIn, Stitcher, Spotify, wherever.
Wherever you get your podcast.
And can I plug in my pod? I mean, our other podcast.
Yes, go ahead.
We do another podcast. It's called Fantasy NBA Goat. Mm-hmm. It's about fantasy basketball.
If
fantasy
you love NBA, basketball, that's
yeah,
the place.
Go. Mm-hmm. Anchor.fm/Fantasy NBA Goat.
And we are done here.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye.
So, yeah, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. And, what can I say? Mamba out.